Laredo man imprisoned for producing child pornography. Texas border business. U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Laredo, Texas, a 25-year-old man has been sentenced for sexual exploitation of a child and possession of child sexual abuse material, announced U.S. Attorney Alamdar S. Hamdani. Aaron Hernandez pleaded guilty May 29. U.S. District Judge Diana Saldana has now sentenced Hernandez to 360 and 240 months for the production and possessing of child pornography convictions, respectively. They will run partially concurrent for a total 420-month term of imprisonment. At the hearing, the court also heard from the victim's father detailing how Hernandez's conduct greatly affected the family and that children do not deserve this harm. Additionally, Hernandez self-described himself as a monster, an animal and a pig. In handing down the prison terms, the court noted this was one of the most egregious forms of conduct she has seen and how his conduct destroyed the lives of the victim and her family and how there is nothing Hernandez can do or say that will make it better. Hernandez was further ordered to pay $3,000 in restitution to a known victim and will serve 10 years on supervised release following completion of his prison term. During that time, he will have to comply with numerous requirements designed to restrict his access to children and the internet. Hernandez will also be ordered to register as a sex offender. The investigation began after law enforcement learned of a person in Laredo sharing child pornography through a WhatsApp account linked to Hernandez. On October 30, 2023, authorities executed a search warrant at Hernandez's home and seized his electronic devices. Hernandez admitted to sending a video containing child pornography on WhatsApp and possessing videos containing child pornography on his computer. Hernandez also confessed to touching two minor relatives inappropriately. Authorities found 11 videos and 10 pictures containing child pornography in Hernandez's devices. Of all the files, 11 included self-produced content of him sexually assaulting a minor relative on two different occasions. A home should be a sanctuary for every child, not a place where their innocence is exploited by those who are meant to protect it, said Hamdani. Today's sentence sends a clear message. Those who commit unthinkable acts against children, especially those entrusted with their care, will be held accountable. We will continue to relentlessly pursue justice for victims and fight to protect them. Children deserve to live in a safe environment, free from child predators. This is especially true when they are with members of their own families, said Special Agent in Charge Aaron Tapp of the FBI's San Antonio field office. Aaron Hernandez stole that safety from every child who was exploited by his actions. The FBI and the Laredo Child Exploitation Task Force continue to work tirelessly to bring anyone who would harm a child to justice. Hernandez has been and will remain in custody pending transfer to a U.S. Bureau of Prisons facility to be determined in the near future. The FBI conducted the investigation with assistance from the Laredo Child Exploitation Task Force. Assistant U.S. Attorney Christine A. Cortez prosecuted the case, which was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, PSC, a nationwide initiative the Department of Justice, DOJ, launched in May 2006 to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse. U.S. Attorney's Offices and the Criminal Division's Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section leads PSC, which marshals federal, state and local resources to locate, apprehend and prosecute individuals who sexually exploit children and identifies and rescues victims. For more information about PSC, please visit DOJ's PSC page. For more information about internet safety education, please visit the resources tab on that page. Updated September 30, 2024.